this year is a big one for the Maryborough Football Netball Club. Founded in 1872, this year the club is celebrating their 150th anniversary and has, for the first time in 6 years, an under-18 side. Kelvin Noonan is the club president. Good morning, Kelvin. This is a pretty momentous year for you in quite a few ways.
Yes, it is. It's a year that shows a lot, promises a lot for us. Maybe not on the scoreboard, but certainly in terms of numbers in our under-18s, it's a great start. Yes.
Let's start with the under-18s. The first time in 6 years is quite huge. How have you been able to find these players?
Well, largely as a result of a lot of work being done by our coach, young coach, who's a senior player, Brady Neal, who's has a lot of exposure in football and basketball in the area. And his contacts through those particular, and his work particularly, because he's a teacher as well. So all of those contributed to some discussions between him and a few of the local young fellas, and so we've been able to get an array of young fellas from Avoca and Talbot and Carisbrook to come in and try their luck with our under-18. So it's they played Saturday against Kangaroo Flat, and well, there's still a few players to come in actually, but they did very well, and it was just a great sight to see.
Well, what's it mean for the club to have an under-18 side now?
Well, Maryborough's demise over the last 20 years has been, you know, it's been well known and within the Bendigo League, and in the sense of its failure to be successful, and the numbers overall have been very low. So we haven't had a second side for, notwithstanding the COVID problems we all experienced, but our second sides have been largely depleted for the last 6, 7, 8 years as well. So what it means, and that was caused simply because of no under-18s coming through, of course. It's the challenge for us, though, James, is certainly to make sure that this under-18 side is something that will always be there.
And it is not only a big year because you've got an under-18 side for the first time in 6 years, but you're also celebrating your 150th year. What does that mean for the club?
Well, it's probably settled a lot of conjecture, because there was a lot of conjecture as to when we first were established. But we have got the Maryborough and Denali Advertiser, it was then called, back in 1872. There was a report of a game between Maryborough and Avoca a couple of days before that, and that a club had been established with a general meeting of some men who had assembled at the Bullamouth Hotel, and I'm assuming that they went to there for that reason and no other. But, they agreed to have a side, and back in those days, James, men apparently paid to play.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how times have changed.
Yeah, the wheel has turned, hasn't it? So 1872 it started. There was no actual structured comp, we don't think, back then. It was more just towns versus towns, but there were certainly games of football played, and it really wasn't probably until 1923 that the club had a meeting, and they were established, and they said, look, we're going to apply to go into the Ballarat League, which they did, and they there were only four sides in the Ballarat League back then, and Maryborough and Ararat went in 1924, and Maryborough won the premiership in 24, 25, 27 and 31.
So
they were reasonably successful then, and certainly during the 30s they weren't as successful in the later 30s. Then the war, of course, happened after the war. 40s, they got into a couple of grand finals in the Ballarat League. And then the 50s, again, a couple of grand finals, no wins. 60s, three premierships. 70s, two premierships. And 90s, two premierships. So it's been a while since we've had any success, large success. We got a second premiership in 2010. But apart from that, it's been pretty dry.